SBS کوردی روجنین ششیوار روجن یکشم دوی دونیورو یان گوهلیدانا برای انترنت دما دخوازی
ایزاک توتوملو لپز دبخیر هاتی SBS رادیو بشه کردی
زور سپس
ایزاک یو ار پارتلی اف کردیش اوریجن کود یو تل اس اباوت دات پارت پلیز
یس ول آی واز بورن این بارسلونا in Catalonia. My mother is from Barcelona, Catalan, and my father, he's Kurdish from Bahur, which is Turkey. And well, it's I think it's a nice mix because it's two regions, let's say, a two big population of people. Catalonia, it's almost 8 million people, and Kurdistan, more than 40, that they are aiming to get an independence. So I think I have a good fighting mix.
And how is the Kurdish community in Barcelona or Spain? Is there a big community or not many?
No, not really. I mean, where you can find a big community here in Europe, it's in Germany. Last year I was racing a lot in Germany, and I had a lot of followers living in Germany supporting me in the races, so there it's quite big.
Why did you want to become a racing driver?
I mean, when I started, I was only 2 years old. I think I had benzene on my veins because when I was even less than 1 year old, I was always crying until my mother bought me a small motorbike to play with or something like that. And they took me with 2 years and a half to a go-kart place. And since then, I've been always driving go-kart and fighting to become a racing driver. And it's one of my biggest hobbies together with football also. And, it was one of my dreams to become a racing driver.
So becoming a racing driver, your parents didn't try to stop you, say it's dangerous?
All my family, actually. I mean, my mother, my grandparents, my father, everyone tried to stop me. And at least they wanted to give me the opportunity to join my favorite hobby, which is motorsport. But they never wanted me to be a professional racing driver. So when I was 15, 16 years old, my family decided from my mother's side, because I was with my mother, because they are divorced since I am 1 year old. And my mother said, okay, since this day, if you want to keep racing, you have to pay by yourself. I think she thought this way I could give up because I cannot get the funds necessary to race. But I keep fighting. And even though in that time, until maybe 20, 21 years old, I was struggling to get sponsoring, struggling to get the financial solutions. In that moment, my family, they were always telling me, stop racing, it's too dangerous, it's too expensive, you will not get anything from racing, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when you have a big passion for something, you just keep trying it, at the end, it will always come to you.
Isaac, what is the biggest challenge and highlight of your career?
You mean in racing, right?
Yes, in racing.
I think it's been two high challenges in my career. One was in 2009 when I moved from, let's say, pro-am racing, which is I was racing in the Spanish GT Championship. Some drivers, they are professional, some others amateur, and it's a good level already. I was racing with a Ferrari. That season, I had the chance to race in the Porsche Super Cup, which is one of the most challenging championships in the world, with the best GT races in the world. And, you know, this step was really hard for me. It was a big challenge, but thanks God, I learned a lot from that moment. I was 3 years in that championship, always together with the Formula One, because we were racing right before them, and I think that was a big challenge. And then also a big challenge it's been when I was racing last season in GT Masters, which is the most important GT championship in the world. I was racing as official Audi driver with official team, with a lot of support from Audi, but at the same time you must give them a result back. So you're racing against the best GT drivers in the world, you have to give a result back to Audi, and you learn a lot from that moment. But it's also a big challenge I had to face on my life in motorsport.
You and your team were working on a project by the name of Kurdistan Racing Team to race around the world to represent Kurdistan. Why didn't this project go ahead?
I mean, this was a project I had seen some months ago. You know, I was racing for Barzani Racing Team since 2012. The end of 2011 until 2014, And that was the first time in the history that a team was representing officially Kurdistan, with an athlete representing also officially Kurdistan. Never before happened in any sport. And due to the lack of financial problems, crisis, dash around Kurdistan, everything, we had the activity of the team. But then last season, when, as I told you, I was racing for Audi as official driver and official team, and, you know, in Germany, they really support and like very much the Kurdish, as well as now from the USA. So they proposed me to create a new team, not naming Barzani Racing Team, but making more global, more international, more united, give an image of being united, and call it Kurdistan Racing Team. So we have been working a lot to get the approval from Audi, the approval from the FIA, not only approval, but also a lot of support and money coming from the other side. And we just had to find, like, was around 20 to 30% of the sponsor left. And unfortunately, I was trying to get the attention of some personalities, companies, the government, the only autonomous region, which is the KRG. But due to the crisis they are still facing, and it's not a lack of interest, but more a lack of money, you know? We could not go through with the project, and I hope soon we will be able to make it happen. So as I said, my first goal is to create the Kurdistan Racing Team, but if in the meantime, as I did the last 2 years, comes the possibility of racing for Audi or even for Lamborghini like I did 2 years ago, I will make it. But now I don't have a race planning for me.
Isaac Tutumlu Lopez Galakispas.
Zor Supas, Ser Chaba, and I hope in the future we're going to make the Kurdistan Racing Team. So, PG Kurdistan Galakispas.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.